This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
I've been spending too much time chasing after dreams. And the more I close my eyes, the more that I can see that what I got right now is never more than what I need. I'll wait patiently, and all I'll do is grind. All I'll do is hustle, all I'll do is shine. I put hundreds in a duffel, I ain't worried about mine. Only time till I get it, and I can show the world that I came up and I did it. I did it. I did it. That boy, he did it. I did it. All I do is grind, all I do is hustle.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know that, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, May the 22nd of 2025, day 145th. Of the year, and only 223 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, what does this one say? Hold on.
He's a man. Oh. It's awesome, funny, random, doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Yeah, so we're hanging out with those people over there, just in case you did not know. So that's kind of the move of the groove. So anyways, how have you been? How has the last 48 hours been? Oh, yeah, I know, I said that right there. I only reference that because, Vanishing act yesterday is what it looks like. Had some things going on. Could not make it back in time in regards to getting this thing started. So sorry about that. I owe you. I know. So I'll share some info with you if you want. So number one, let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of the way that it goes. Reality of the whole thing, the way that it works, the way that it moves, the way that it grooves. Just the reality side of how the things work. So with that being said, let me tell you, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. That is the best way to do so. Video, audio, and text messaging. So I guess let me pull this stuff out if you're hanging out on the video streamer. So let's do this. As you might be aware, it kind of goes like this nowadays. It's numero uno, safety, in my opinion. The book's out now. You can enjoy it. It is book numero uno of our signal transmission trilogy that's out there, in case you were wondering. A lot of people interacting with that book so far, still catching up. And yes, book two is available now. Came out on the 13th, Safety Mutation. Just referencing in that particular regards of having the information. And then day before yesterday, I finally received it. Safety Transmission. Yeah, book numero tres. That one doesn't come out until next month, just in case. But just in case if you were wondering what the book looks like, I got it for you right there. Safety transmission. I was looking over this yesterday. That is a pretty thick trilogy. I mean, let's not lie here. I was looking over that going, holy smotherinis. Yeah. So that's the trilogy. Got it for you, ready to go. Some stuff going on. No doubt there whatsoever in regards, if you were looking for some trilogy aspect, you got it. You got some thingos to talk about. But yeah, Safety Transmission Trilogy available there. One's available for pre-order. The other two are available now. And then I've already had the question, am I going to bound them all together? I don't know. We'll talk about it more as we go forward. But yeah, that's what's going on. So let's do this. So that's book stuff. If you want to see more about that, it is available anywhere the books are currently sold. But if you want to, you can go to safetyimo.com, safetyimo.com, just to get the first book moving right there. So just for information purposes. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Notable and noteworthy, Elon Musk throws shades at another billionaire. Also, SZA wants to keep kids off drugs and missing, and a missing bust of the late Jim Morrison has been found. A bust? Hold on. A missing bust. Okay, we need to figure that one out as we're going through it. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, the Chrisleys return to reality TV. And Martin Scorsese doc is in the work. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And King Charles sends a letter to Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. So, a lot of stuff to talk about. Seems like that's what's going to do. So, let's do this. Let's bring in our friends from Feature Story News. Let them talk a little bit about what's going on inside of the world, because that's kind of what we do around here. So if you're ready for that, I'm ready for that. And let's go ahead and get started with the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Two Israeli embassy staff have been shot dead outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. Police say a suspect, 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez, is in custody. U.S. President Donald Trump's described the shooting as so sad and says it's based on anti-Semitism. Israeli ambassador to the United States, Yekiel Leiter, says the staff were about to be engaged.
The couple that was gunned down tonight in the name of Free Palestine. It's a young couple about to be engaged. The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem. They were a beautiful couple who came to enjoy an evening in Washington's cultural center.
U.S. President Donald Trump's ambushed his South African counterpart Cyril Ramaphosa by playing a video and amplifying false claims that white South Africans have been victims of a genocide. Mr. Trump largely dismissed Mr. Ramaphosa's attempt to describe the situation in his own country. India and the U.S. could finalize an interim trade deal by July the 8th, according to reports. That's when the 90-day pause on U.S. tariffs expires. It could exempt India from the 26% levies it currently faces. Both sides are currently negotiating a broader trade deal that they say could help double India-US trade by 2030. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Reports say India and the US have made substantial progress in trade talks after Indian Trade and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal's Washington visit last week. He'd met his American counterpart Howard Lutnick and other senior officials. Officials say the first tranche of a broader trade agreement could be finalized by July 8, which could address sectors such as IT services, digital trade, and some non-tariff barriers. The US has been pushing India to lift restrictions on imports of genetically modified crops and also to open up its agricultural sector to foreign imports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called an accident at a launch ceremony for a new North Korean naval destroyer a criminal act. Kim witnessed the failed launch of the 5,000-ton destroyer and ordered the ship to be restored before a key ruling party meeting next month. Laura Westbrook reports.
The incident took place at the ceremony to launch a new 5,000-ton destroyer in the eastern port city of Chongjin, with state media reporting it lost balance and some sections of the warship's bottom were crushed. Watching the launch was North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and he called it a criminal act caused by absolute carelessness, warning it could not be tolerated. He vowed the errors of officials responsible would be dealt with at a key party meeting next month. At a launch of another 5,000-ton destroyer-class vessel, North Korea has claimed it was equipped with powerful weapons.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, remembering the actor George Wendt. If you don't recognise the name, I'm sure you recognise the character.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm! How you doing, Norm?
Cut the small talk and give me a beer.
Norm Peterson from Cheers, the roly-poly barfly, arguably the sitcom's most popular character, although there was plenty of competition given the amazing talent among the cast. George Wendt died this week at the age of 76. With more than 170 film and TV credits to his name, he got his start sweeping the floors at the Second City, a world-renowned improv joint in Chicago. Occasional roles on TV led him to being invited to audition for Cheers.
My agent called and said, honey, they want you to do this Cheers. Now, you're not available. They want you to come in anyway. And it's really small, though. I go, oh, okay. How small? Well, it's really just one line. I go, oh, okay. Oh, actually, you know, it's one word. Come to think of it, it's one syllable. And I go, what's the syllable? She goes, beer.
From that one syllable, a legend was born. Norm Peterson appeared in every episode throughout the comedy's 11-year run. George Wendt had scores of other roles and several Emmy nominations. He called Norm the prototypical slacker, which he believed was key to the character's popularity. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, two Israeli embassy staff have been shot dead outside a Jewish museum in Washington. US President Donald Trump's ambushed his South African counterpart by playing a video and amplifying false claims white South Africans have been victims of a genocide. India and the US could reportedly finalize an interim trade deal by July 8th. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called an accident at a launch ceremony for a new North Korean naval destroyer a criminal act. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen.
PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day. Improved quality of sleep. Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, something magical indeed as we are hanging out and doing our thing for sure. Anyway, so let's get into some of the stuff going on inside of this multiverse of ours as we are hanging out doing all the fun stuff. A maintenance worker for the jail that 10 inmates escaped from last week has been charged with aiding the breakout, but he says that he was duped. An attorney for the workers, 33-year-old Sterling Williams, says that Williams turned off water for the cell to fix a clogged toilet. Williams said that the inmate threatened to shank him if he didn't comply with that, with what they were asking for, that he had no knowledge of the escape plan. Authorities allege that Williams could and should have informed the jail supervisor of the breakout plan. Okay, I'm about to get shanked. How would I know about the jail breakout plan? I'm just saying. Meanwhile, let's see. The police in New Orleans say they've arrested two people connected with helping some of the escapees and have been now rounded up about five of the 10 inmates. This is according to AP News. So,
does anybody else feel like a scrambled egg?
So I guess that, you know, they're moving around and doing some stuff because that's what it sounds like. So what do you think? I mean, 50% is good. Better than zero. Just saying. So let's continue talking. Earlier this month, Bill Gates gave an interview to the Financial Times in which he commented that Elon Musk's rally for Doge. In particular, Gates criticized the attempts to curtail foreign aid spending, saying that the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. Now, when asked about the comments during an interview with Bloomberg, Musk fired back and said, "Who does Bill Gates think that he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he frequented with Jeffrey Epstein, Musk said. "I wouldn't trust that guy to babysit my kids. I can tell you that." Musk also punched back at Gates' assertion, calling it a conspiracy theory. "Show us any evidence whatsoever that that is true," meaning that Doge was cutting life-saving treatment for children. "It's false," Musk said. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. I don't know. It always gets interesting when you start talking about, you know, using media to get your message across when it's all said and done.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some fun stuff going on. Take a listen to this. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says that a few weeks of hefty tariffs had no impact on customer spending and did not lead to increase in the seller's prices. Meanwhile, at Home Depot during Tuesday's earnings call, Home Depot's head it does not anticipate broad-based price increases to our customers going forward. The company says that half of its products are sourced domestically here in the U.S. Chinese products continue to face a 30% tariff, though the significant relief from the 145% peak established earlier this year. This is according to CNN. So, what do you think? Some stuff to think about. Are you buying stuff now that, you know, the 145% has curtailed, as they like to say, little curtailed in regards to some stuff? I'm just asking. Okay, so take a listen to this. Johns Creek, Georgia is the latest locale to be named the best place to live in the country. A U.S. News and World Report analyst say that Atlanta area enclave is the kind of place where tree-lined streets, a strong sense of community, and a high quality of life come together to make it one of the nation's most desirable places to call home. Overall, the study looked at the quality of life, job market accessibility, and overall affordability. Camel, Indiana, and Pearland, Texas rounded the top three. Now, I'll tell you, I lived in Pearland. Should I say that? Or is it they say it down there? Pearland, Texas, for a period of time. I was really working on something. I ended up staying there for about 9 months when it was all said and done. Yeah, I thought the area was great. That was years and years ago, so no one can even tell me what it would be like now in regards of how great it is as we are speaking. Okay, so take a listen to this one. This one's kind of interesting. No climbing in an inebriated Montana man tried to impress the ladies by climbing a Wyoming famous elk antler arches last week. Mm-hmm. Police were called and the guy was given a $100 citation. A fellow female patron also attempted to climb the arch. No word on whether she also was cited. One of the responding officers did note that they had never seen anybody quite get up as far to the top as the guy did. We usually catch them thinking about it talking about it or just starting to climb, he added. The Jackson Arc Elk were built by the Jackson Rotary Club back in 1953, and they comprise of 10,000 to 12,000 pounds of antlers, according to the Yellowstone Park. So if you're really, really bored in life, let's take a look at this picture together. So there you go. There's the antlers and what they look like, if you're so intrigued by knowing. And if you can see here, the person's up pretty high there. Can you imagine that? 10,000 pounds of antlers? 10,000 to 12,000 pounds of antlers? That's crazy. Some crazy stuff there as we are talking. Okay, so let's talk about this. Democratic Representative Jerry Conley has died. The Virginia legislator was battling esophageal cancer. He announced last month that he wouldn't be seeking re-election after winning the nine elections. He was 75 at the time of his passing. So there you go. What else? Hunter Biden is publicly taking Jack Taper to task. Yeah, Hunter Biden, just in case. What did it say? The son of the former president says that Taper repeatedly called Hunter in 2015, hoping to get inside details of the health of Beau Biden, who was at the time was dying of brain cancer. It would be impossible to forget or misremember something that upsetting and out of the line of one of the toughest moments in my life, Hunter tells an outlet called Breaker, which focuses mostly on the New York City-centric news. When Taper persisted with an anonymous phone number, Hunter told him, go F yourself. That's the pretty version that they put in here. For his part, Taper says that the story is a lie, saying that he never called Hunter in his life and has never had his phone number, and certainly not during a family health crisis. So there you go. Okay, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else should we talk about? Okay, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost 816 points to close at 41,860 on Wednesday. The S&P lost, 5,844. No, it didn't. It lost 95 points to close at 5,844. And the NASDAQ lost about 270 points to close at 18,872. Brent crude was, trading around $64, and West Texas Intermediate were changing around $61. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.18 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin hit an all-time high on Wednesday, momentarily surpassing $110,000 before settling back to $108,000. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $154 million jackpot, or a $69 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is the opportunity to do so. No doubt about it.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this one real quick. Rapper Kid Cudi will testify at Sean Combs' ongoing sex trafficking trial. He could take the stand as soon as today based on the prosecution list of witnesses. Kid Cudi was name-dropped during Cassie's testimony last week as she dated him during a break for the terminal relationship that she had with Combs. She testified that when Combs found out about that, he threatened her with a wine opener and said that he would release sex tapes of her if she didn't break it off. Cassie also stated that Combs once told her that Kid Cudi's car would be blown up, which it did in his driveway. This is according to TMZ. So, a lot of craziness there is what it sounds like. No doubt about that, as we are talking for sure.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, I'm just saying. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Chris Brown is out on bail. A London court granted the request on Wednesday, meaning that the R&B star will be free to kick off his world tour next month. Brown was ordered to pay $5.4 million as part of his bail. $5.4 million? Holy shit. With an additional sum due in a week. He also surrendered his passport, except for when traveling on tour. As previously reported, he has been charged with inflicting bodily harm for a 2023 incident, which he alleges that his music producer, Abraham Dia, over the head with a bottle of liquor. He has yet to enter a plea. So hold on. $5.4 million and has to submit his passport. So is he not leaving the London dungeon? I'm just asking. Just to have a better understanding. Okay, so take a listen to this. Update, Eric and Lyle Melendez will have to wait a bit longer for their freedom after their June 13th parole board hearing got postponed. No word on the new date. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Just saying. Don't know how these things happen, but you would think that something like that, you would make sure that it didn't get delayed, because you know that this is going to be in public scrutiny now. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever as we are talking about this. Just think about it for just a brief moment in time. Anyways, take a listen to this. A missing statue of the late Jim Morrison has been recovered by French authorities. The bust has been missing from the Pierre Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, where the Doors frontman was buried since 1988. Okay. It was a sculpture of the artist of Maiden McCold, placed on the gravesite in 1981. Hold on. So that makes no sense. Where the Doors frontman was buried since 1988, but then it was put on his gravesite in 1981. Huh? Okay. In honor of the 10th anniversary of the mysterious death, the sculpture was found during an unrelated search in the Financial Anti-Corruption Brigade of the police department. And that's where it was found. So there you go. Are you familiar with this thing? If you are not, let's show you, because that's what we do around here. If you're on the video streamer, Emer, that's what the thing looks like. That's what is the statuesque portion of this thing looks like. I mean, it's definitely a statue. Let me ask you your opinion about something, because I'm just kind of curious. Do you go looking at grave sites when you're traveling? Like celebrity grave sites is maybe what I should say. I just think it's something kind of weird. It's something kind of weird to go take a look at. But that's me. I don't know. I mean, you need to do you. I will definitely do me because it's just weird.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, we are. We are a combination of things there for sure. Let's talk about this. The Chrisley's family is returning to reality TV in a docu-series on Lifetime. In the new series, the Chrisley's don't know best anymore, but they're doing their best to be there for each other. The network said in a press release, currently incarcerated parents Todd and Julie Chrisley will not appear on the project, though may have heard via phone calls from their respective prisons. So there you go. It is set to premiere later this year. This is according to THR. So I guess if you're into some of the reality television stuff, this will be your thing. That's for sure. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time that we call our main story. Or is it the story of the main? I always get them confused.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, some main story time, some stuff to talk about, some stuff to look at, some things to think about, some things to make you go, some things to make you go, I wonder if there's a blunder in regards of the things that we get to talk about. And listen, for what we get to do around here, things are never perfect, but things are definitely being worked on at all times. And the reason that I say this is because the industry that you have chosen as your profession is always evolving, ever changing. So we cannot sit here and go, hey, take a listen to this. We cannot say that things are not changing. We have to change because that is the way that the world works. So with that being said, let's talk about this. If you're in an environment that's stagnant, if you're in an environment at work that has not changed, what are you doing to make sure that things are changing? What are you doing to make sure that things are not necessarily politically correct, but that things are evolving in the way that you want them to evolve? Because listen, the worst thing that we can do is have a system that does not move, a system that does not change, a system that is stuck in the limbo where nothing seems to advance. And listen, I say these things because I think that we have enough data between both of us here in regards of what is going on. And I look at it and I go, okay, we run into kind of a several different problems. And when I say that, I don't mean that in terrible terms, but I say it from the standpoint of the following. You have the happy medium of things constantly changing, where everything seems like flavor of the week, to the standpoint where nothing changes, and you're going, what the hell's going on inside of this workplace? And I look at it and I kind of chuckle because it's not that you're not happy that things are changing. And it's not that you're not happy that things are not moving. But you look at it and go, where do we find the happy medium between the two? And we can sit here and have that conversation about modeling, which we've had in the past, where we get to talk a little bit about, if you do this, we can do that. If we do that, we can do this, and all that kind of fun stuff, which we tend to do from time to time, and then sometimes we don't do it at all. So let me explain what I mean here. When you're starting to change the environment, you have to do a model. You have to say, if we incorporate this, we're expecting the plan to work out like this. And if it doesn't start working out like this, you do changes as you move forward. That's kind of how a model works. It's not about being wishy-washy where, oh, look how quickly they changed their mind in regards to what they were doing. Some people get kind of confused by that. And that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to attempt here is give information of what we are looking at on how things should work. How things should happen. Doesn't necessarily mean that that is what will happen. Means that this is how it should happen. You know, black line, blue line type of thing. So that's why you have to change it as you're moving forward. That's why you have to evolve it. It's almost like a living organism. Or as somebody I heard say many, many years ago, liquid fire. I'm not sure even what that means. But you have to understand that it's constantly evolving. And if you put the kibosh on it, where you don't let it evolve, that's where a lot of the problems come about. That's where a lot of the issues that we start taking a look at go, oh, well, that makes no sense to do. So why are we doing it this way? And these are the things that we need to talk about. And these are the things that we need to give some consideration to as we're moving forward. So sit back today and ask yourself, is your system moving the way that you want it to? If you answer yes, great. What is it moving the way that you want and what do you like about it? If the answer is no, what are you doing to make sure that it changes? And if it's stagnant, what are you going to do to make it change in the near future?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative.
and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Join us on all major social media platforms, and we are Radio Big.
Spending so much time chasing after dreams, and the more I close my eyes, the more that I can see that what I got right now is never more than what I need. I'll wait patiently, and all I'll do is grind All I'll do is hustle, all I'll do is shine. I put hundreds in a duffel, I ain't worried about mine. Only time till I get it, and I can show the world that I came up and I did it. I did it. I did it. That boy, he did it. I did it. All I do is hustle, all I do is shine. I put hundreds in a duffel, I ain't worried about mine. Only time till I get it, and I can show the world that I came up and I did it. I did it.
Okay. let's see. 45 minutes past the top of the hour.
I did it.
As we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, in case you have not figured it out, it's I Did It by Klajong. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. I guess he's dropping hundies in the duffel bag, so there you go. I'd like to thank Klajong for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, thanks. Okay, so there you go. Let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do around here. If anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Once you go to the website, TWLOHA.com, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Listen, there's resources that are available right there immediately for you, and even some phone numbers that are readily available for you to be able to move forward. So there you go. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Just think about it before you make your next move. So there you
go.
Didn't mean to press that button. Okay, so there you go. Some stuff to think about. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Are you just like me, or do you try to eat healthy during the week, but treat yourself on the weekend to cheat meals two or three times, where you can binge eat on fatty and fried foods to your heart's content? After all, it's not only for a day or two, and then you'll be back to the healthy eating wagon. Bad idea, according to a new research. A study published by the Journal of Immunity, reveals that even a weakened consumer of fatty foods can seriously damage your gut health. Researchers from Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research found that there are intestine register that the impact of fatty food within just 48 hours and more of saturated fats we eat, the more inflammation builds up. This could be why many people experience digestive discomfort after periods of unhealthy eating, like during the holiday season or while on vacation. The researchers cautioned that switching diets from high saturated fats can cause immediate changes to your gut health and possibly setting the stage for long-term inflammatory disease later. So y'all telling me that my cheat meals is cheating me back. I think my body would experience even more trauma from just the shock if I ate seeds and nuts all weekend. Just saying. I mean, I never understand the cheat meal thing, because I think about it like a relationship. It's kind of the best way to put it. So do you kind of go to your significant other and say, by the way, I think I'm going to have some cheat days where I'm going to be with someone else that's not you? Are you kind of cool with that, or what?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, I get it. Let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. There's a great anonymous quote that says, "Success is like wrestling an alligator. You don't quit when you're tired. You only quit when the alligator is tired." I love it. This is kind of like the saying, "I don't need to run faster than the bear. I just need to run faster than you." In both cases, I'd rather not be involved at all. I'm not up to wrestling alligators or racing bears. I try to avoid putting myself in a situation where I would need to make these kind of decisions. But if I did get pulled into one of these two scenarios, I'd make myself right with God because I'd probably be meeting him soon.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The greatest fear I had when I considered giving my life completely to Christ was that I would lose my uniqueness. To me, the death of self, the crucifixion of the old man, sounded like the end of my identity. I feared that I would be turned into some kind of dull, saintly personality. Nothing could have been farther from the truth. Surrendering my life fully to Christ freed me to realize my full potential. The abundant life that Jesus brings frees us to become all that we were destined to be. John 10:10 says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus, help us to trust that your way is best. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
On the Rated R Safety Show.
Russia launched over 100 drones into Ukraine following a phone call between Presidents Trump and Putin.
The attacks targeted multiple regions, causing damage to infrastructure and injuries to civilians. European allies responded by imposing new sanctions on Russia, including asset freezes and travel bans on officials and companies. Despite diplomatic efforts, no substantial progress has been made toward a ceasefire. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The World Health Organization's member countries have approved a new agreement aimed at improving global pandemic preparedness.
The accord focuses on enhancing coordination and resource sharing among nations to better respond to future health crises. This decision comes in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which exposed significant gaps in international health systems. The agreement emphasizes transparency, equitable access to medical supplies, and timely information sharing. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Tensions have escalated between China and Taiwan as reports emerge of Chinese small boats landing on Taiwanese shores.
These incursions have raised concerns about China's intentions and the potential for conflict in the region. Taiwanese authorities have increased coastal patrols and surveillance in response to the unauthorized landings. International observers are closely monitoring the situation, urging restraint from both sides.
This is the latest news headlines.
President Trump met with House Republicans to rally support for his proposed budget bill.
The legislation includes significant tax cuts, spending reductions, and increased funding for border security. Trump emphasized the importance of party unity to pass the bill, which faces opposition from some GOP members. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged the challenges, but expressed optimism about reaching a consensus. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with cancer, prompting discussions about his legacy and political career.
The diagnosis has led to an outpouring
outpouring of support from political figures across the spectrum. Biden's health condition has also sparked conversations about the future of the Democratic Party leadership. Analysts are assessing how this development may influence upcoming elections and party dynamics. Biden has expressed gratitude for the support. Kyle Norris reporting.
A teen swimmer caught in a rip current off Pensacola Beach, Florida, was rescued by a drone operated by a nearby fisherman.
The drone dropped a flotation device to the struggling swimmer, allowing him to stay afloat until lifeguards arrived. This incident highlights the growing use of drone technology in emergency response situations. Local authorities praised the quick thinking of the fisherman, noting that the drone's intervention was crucial. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on to this date. Washington State in 2019 becomes the first state to legalize composting of human bodies. The bill was signed by Governor Jay Inslee, would go into effect in May and the following year, giving residents another option besides burying or cremation of bodies. As for the process of human composting, companies Recompose explained that the body would be covered in natural materials like straw and wood chips, and over the course of 3 to 7 weeks, it would break down into soil. Loved ones would be able to visit the facility during the process and receive some of the soil so that, if they chose to. That happened back on this date, back in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Bryan Danielson turns 44. Maggie Q turns 46. Jenner Goodwin turns 47. Sean Gunn, 51. Naomi Campbell turns 55. Michael Kelly turns 56. Brooke Smith, 58. Johnny Gill turns 59. Morrissey turns 66. And Tommy John, well, he turns 82 today. If you're looking at some birthdays, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you as well. They sound something like this: International Day of Biological Diversity, National Maritime Day, and World Goth Day. World Goth Day. That's some days to celebrate. So there you go. If you need a rando ando for today, I got one for you. I hate it when people say age is only a number. Age is clearly a word. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. If you need a question, if you need a phone starter for today, why don't you try this one? What's the most exotic food you've ever eaten? What do you mean you can't say that on television? Okay, there you go. What else? If you've ever had, or if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 63% of men say that they've never used one of these. What are they? A shoehorn. A shoehorn. Old day school stuff. Yeah, you could use shoehorns back in the day. Just saying. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are talking. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we can do, what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, if I could leave you with a deep thought for today, I'd love to leave you with this one. He who angers you conquers you. Think about that. He who angers you conquers you. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced,
stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
I don't need time till I get it. And I can show the world that I came up and I did it. I did it. I did it.